And this is kind of, I guess, has become our text verse for at least this month. It's not really the, believe it or not, I haven't even given you the text verse for this year. And I realized that yesterday, and I said, well, maybe tonight or something at some point I'll give it to you. But the text verse that the Lord used to kind of get my heart and mind and everything pointed that direction. And the just shall live by faith, that was a part of it. But actually, it was another verse the Lord really used to begin to work in my heart about these things. But we're talking this month specifically about biblical faith. Amen. And what does the word faith mean when you see it used in the Bible? And what does that word faith mean? And we began looking last week, and this is important because if we're going to talk a lot about faith throughout the year, not every service, but of course beginning of the year, I am, you know, talking about a lot more just to kind of get started off in the theme the Lord's given us for this year, living by faith in 2018. Talking about the fact that, you know, what is faith? We need to know what it is, because when we go to talking about a lot of these different other aspects of faith that we're going to throughout the year, Lord willing, we need to know what faith is to begin with. The basic idea of faith, and have a good foundation on that. And because I'm convinced, the more I look at Scripture, the more I study it, I was convinced before I started looking at these things, and have been for a while, that all you and I have, if we have what the Bible talks about, is faith. That's it. But you know what? That's all we need. Amen? That's all we need. That's all that's required for a person to be saved. That's all that's required for a person to go to heaven, is have biblical faith. That's it. I know there's a lot of other things we can give, human ideas, reasoning, arguments, proofs, all this other type of stuff. And that all that stuff may be great and wonderful, but that's not really what we need, because then we're basing it off something earthly. What we need is faith. What we need is God's Word. Amen. And that's the thing that just amazes me. The more I look at Scripture, how simple it is, although sometimes, like this morning, we looked at some things that may seem complex, but yet it's really simple, right? I mean, we use big words to describe simple points, right? And that's something that always amazes me about things. Some we use, you know, big words like describe different things of poetry, but when you really look at it, it's describing a simple point, right? And sometimes we get hung up on big words, and that throws our minds, but it's just really making a simple point. And I think this morning about Hebrews 11:1, we said is the most popular, I guess, verse in the Bible about faith. And it gives us a clear definition of what biblical faith really is. And that's what we're talking about this month. In Hebrews 11:1, the Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." We said last week that the word faith, if you ask most people, and I'm going to do a real quick small review, but we said last week that the word faith, if you ask most people, simply they would have this idea, a leap in the dark. That's what most people, basically the summation of what they think faith is, even a lot of believers, that's what it means, a leap in the dark. But yet, we also gave the dictionary definition, which basically come out to be a leap in the dark, if you will. But I'm not going to give you the whole dictionary definition this week. But the thing that stuck out about the dictionary definition that we said from last week was this, that the dictionary said it was, and I'm summing up, but it said it was simply to believe something because of a religion or an idea or whatever, to believe something without proof. Those were the two key words that the dictionaries used, all of them just about, to describe faith. That it's a belief or something a religion teaches or an idea that a person has a belief or a conviction about, but yet it's without proof. And we said that that's totally against what Scripture says when the word faith is used. That our idea in a biblical faith is not one that's without proof. Amen. You can see that if you're honest when you read Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But you have to look at this verse and really see what it's saying, because this verse describes biblical faith very clearly if you look at it. And we talked about last Sunday morning that word faith. Amen. And we talked about how faith is something that has a substance, that has a foundation. And we talked Sunday night about that word substance, right? Because now faith is, what does it say? The substance. In other words, faith has some substance to it. And we said last week, and I wish Brother Tom was here, he could have taught this better than me, but we said the word substance means a foundation, amen, has a structure to it, if you will. There's something there. In other words, our faith, biblical faith, has a foundation. It has a substance. In other words, there is some proof for it. There is something that it is built upon. Amen. And some houses are built upon a foundation that ain't so good, but the good ones are built upon a good foundation. Hopefully, Rod and Meredith get a good foundation. Amen. But you think about a good, solid foundation. And you think about, that's our faith tonight, biblical, this morning. Biblical faith has a substance. It has a foundation. And what is the substance, the foundation of our faith? Well, of course, it all comes back to God's Word, and we've been emphasizing that a lot. But the Bible, to use the strict language that Scripture uses here, this is the substance of our faith. Now, faith is the substance of what?
Things
hoped for. You say, uh-oh. Now, all that stuff you said last week, I don't know about. Because you've been saying all along that the dictionary was wrong, that faith has proof. Faith has a foundation. Faith has a substance. Yes, I have. That's what the Bible said, right? Now, faith is a substance. But what is that foundation? What is that substance to biblical faith? What is that firm foundation? Hope. So in other words, you're telling me that it is a leap in the dark. Because if you take a leap out in the dark, what are you doing? Hoping, right? When I say the word hope today, and if the average person uses the word hope today, and if somebody hears the word hope today, it usually comes out and is done in something of this fashion. I hope that by the end of the year, I'm a millionaire. Amen. There were a lot of people this past week that were hoping, and I didn't play it, so it wasn't me, although it'd been nice to win it somehow, even though I didn't play it, hoping to win the lottery. Right? They were hoping. In other words, the word hope, that the way we use it and the way it's meant nowadays most of the time means to, another word would be what?
Wish.
Wish. Right? Yeah. You're hoping something will happen. I'm wishing I would get $1 million by the end of the year. I'm hoping it. That's like some people say a lot of times, and I've said it many times, well, I hope you get to feeling better. What are you doing? Wishing you get to feeling better. Amen. You may get to feeling better. You may not. You may be a millionaire by the end of the year, or you probably won't. Amen. But you're hoping that you will get there. You're wishing for something to take place. That's the way we use hope nowadays. That's why when I seen this verse, and when we look at this verse, we think the average person today, if you think about the way we think of hope today, you think, uh-oh. In other words, the faith that you believers have and the faith that you're saying, Pastor, that I need to have today, it is. Just like I'm wishing to have $1 million by the end of the year. That's the substance of your faith. That's what your Bible says, and that you're just wishing to go to heaven. You're wishing for something to happen and take place. Because it says right there, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So the foundation of your faith, believers, is something that you are just simply wishing for, just like I'm wishing to have $1 million by the end of the year. That's what most people would tell you today. But is that what the Bible means when it says the word hope? No. Just like it wasn't believing when it said the word faith last week, the way that most people think and the dictionary describes the word faith either. Because we know over time language changes a little bit, right? And we know that the word hope, when they used it back in Bible times and when it's used back here in the Bible, it did not mean that you were wishing for something to happen like all those examples that I just gave you. That's not what it meant. Instead, the word hope, I'm going to give you this verse before I go any further. The dictionary definition for the word hope, when I took and looked it up, it had this idea. It described hope as a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. I'm going to read that again. Simple. That's exactly the way we see it. Hope is a feeling of expectation and a desire for a certain thing to happen. Amen. I hope the Panthers would win the Super Bowl this year. That was my expectation. That was my desire that my feelings wanted to happen. Guess what happened? It didn't happen. I could pick on somebody else about their other team right here, but I'm not going to do it. They had a desire, wished for something to happen. It didn't happen. There's always next year. Amen. Always next year. That's what I keep saying. I've been saying it for a whole lot longer time than he has. Right, Tom? I'm wishing. I'm hoping. Right? But you think about that's what the dictionary tells us it means. But is that what the Bible talks about in Hebrews 11:1? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. That we are hoping, if you will, that we're saved. We're hoping one day to go to heaven. We're hoping one day to see Jesus. We're hoping to see our loved ones again. Is that what the substance of our faith is? Simply a wish, something that we expect, we want to happen, that we hope to see happen one day. Is that really what the Bible's talking about when it says the word hope? Is that the foundation, the substance of our faith, our belief this morning? No, it's not. The word hope in the Bible, it means this. Notice the difference. The word hope means in the Bible to expect or trust. Okay? To expect or trust. Now, the dictionary said expect too. But it was based off somebody's feelings. Remember that? I just said that. It was to expect based off somebody's feelings or desires, if you will, what they wished would take place. But the Bible hope is instead something that somebody's expecting or trusting to happen. And this way, if you will, they're expecting or trusting to happen. Here's the difference. Based off a knowledge of facts. Based off a knowledge of facts. In other words, hope on this earth is simply, I'm hoping this happens because it's what I want to happen. That's what our hope means. I'm wishing for it to happen. I want it. Whereas Bible hope is instead, I'm desiring, I'm expecting, I'm trusting for this to happen because I've got some facts that I'm basing my hope off of. In other words, I haven't seen it yet. Just like I haven't seen $1 million in my bank account yet. Amen? I'm sure I won't by the end of the year. But, you know what? I hope it happens. I'm wishing. That's my feelings. But yet when it comes to hope in the Bible, the difference is there's a knowledge of facts that I have. Amen? And I'm hoping and wishing and expecting and trusting this to take place even though I haven't saw it yet because of what? The facts. The facts that I have in front of me. You see, that's the difference, is the difference between feelings is earthly hope, and the difference between biblical hope is what? Facts. And by the way, that's the difference today between a lot of times people faith and what people think faith means and the difference between biblical faith. Because a lot of people have faith. They hope that they're going to heaven, but they're basing it off what? Feelings, works. That's the foundation. That's the substance of what they're hoping for. But instead, biblical faith is not that. Instead, it's based off the knowledge of facts that we have from the substance of God's Word. Amen. You see, there's a big difference between the two today. What's the foundation built upon of your faith? Bible faith is based on the Bible, God's Word. That's the substance of it. And that's why, even though we haven't seen some of these things yet, that's why we're hoping for them. But we know they're going to happen because we know what? The facts. Amen. We know the facts. That's what the Bible word hope means. So I ask you today, what are the facts? The facts are simply this, the truth. Amen? If I tell you today, and we use this, and I'll probably keep using it on, but this, I told you this table right here last week, I told you it was made of what? Wood. That's a fact. Amen. In other words, that is the what? Truth. Amen. That the substance of this is made of wood. You see, that's the same thing's true when it comes to hope. I hope this table, I know it is. The substance of this is made of that. Now, this is not faith that this thing is made of wood. Why? Because I've seen it. Amen? And the opposite of faith, yes, is unbelief, but another thought is the opposite of faith is instead what? Sight. As the song she just said talked about, that one day our faith will end and it'll be made sight. Amen? In other words, we have faith in the things that we believe based off the facts of Scripture. Amen? Not feelings, but based off the facts of Scripture, even though we have not seen them yet. Amen? And you think about the same thing is true when it comes to, you know, a lot of, that's what biblical faith really means. So this morning, back to our verse, Hebrews 11:1, now that we have a little idea, hopefully you got all that, somewhat at least anyway, of what hope means. It said, now faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for. That word things really threw me for a second. Think about that word things. Because the substance of our faith is, as Brother Brent said, things. He said it when we was reading it a while ago. Things that are what? Hoped for. Because you see, the substance of our faith is things that we are hoping for. But I just explained the word hope to you. I submit to you between this morning and probably tonight, we're going to talk about some things, and I'm going to give you some biblical, clear things straight from the Bible that is the substance of our faith that we are hoping for. You see the verse? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. I'm going to give you some things that we are hoping for that is the foundation of our faith and our belief. But yet we're hoping for them. But it's not hope based off feelings. It's hope based off of facts. A knowledge of the facts. We just haven't seen the completion, if you will, the end of it yet. Romans chapter number 8, if you will now. Romans chapter number 8, and we'll see the first thing. The first thing this morning that you and I are hoping for. Romans 8. Now before I tell you the verse, I'm going to stop right here. Okay? I hope y'all got the last few minutes of this message. Because if you didn't, you're going to leave home confused and you're going to go tell somebody or be telling yourself the rest of the day and then maybe somebody else, that pastor at our church, he's preaching heresy. Okay? Because some of the things I'm getting ready to say in the next few minutes, and even tonight, but especially in the next few minutes, this first point, it's going to be different words than what we would usually use. But everybody understands what I said about the word hope, right? Hope is not in the Bible used the way that hope is used today, right? It's just simply something you haven't seen take place yet. Amen? But you know it's going to happen one day based off of knowledge of the facts. And do facts change? No. Fact is a fact. Amen. It's a truth. It's there, just like the Lord don't change. Amen. Which is why the facts of God's Word, you got those facts, then amen. The faith shouldn't change either. It stays the same if it's built upon the right thing. If you change your faith, well, you must have had a wrong foundation to begin with, or either you switch into a wrong one or something. But anyway, simply this, Romans 8 and verse number 24. I hope you got all that, because if not, you're getting ready to get confused. Romans 8, 22. We'll start there. We just really start way back, but we'll just start on 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Talking about sin and all those things, you read that, you'll see it. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Those that have the first fruits of the Spirit, those that are saved, is what he's saying. Just to sum it up without, we don't have time to get into all of this here. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the what? Adoption. Waiting for that adoption. We're waiting on it. Hadn't seen it yet. Hadn't come in completed yet. Hadn't take place yet. You're waiting on something, just like waiting on the doctor. To wit, the redemption of our body. Have we seen the actual redemption completion of our body yet, those of us that are saved? No. You say, I thought I had been redeemed. If you've been saved, yes, you have been redeemed. But has your body actually been completely, notice the word, completely redeemed? No. But you've been fully saved? Yes. Like I said, I'm probably going to confuse some of you in the next few minutes. Okay?
Yes.
You've been fully saved, but you haven't seen the completion, the end, if you allow me to say it that way, as the Bible says, of your salvation yet. But you are fully saved. In the eyes of God, you are. Amen. But you just ain't realized yet all and seen all there is that you're going to see that it means to be saved yet. Amen. In other words, your body ain't been fully redeemed yet. You say, what do you mean? How many of you in here this morning is hurting somewhere in your body? How many of you hurt somewhere in your body this week if you ain't hurting this morning? Okay, everybody in here. In other words, guess what? Your body ain't been redeemed yet. Not fully. Why? Because you still got aches and pains. You still got this flesh. Amen? The moment you don't get saved, the flesh don't just take and boom, it's gone. That'd be a blessing, wouldn't it? No, the Bible talks about the battle with the flesh and how our flesh is weak and all these types of things we could get into and crucifying the flesh and all those things the Bible says. Why? Because we don't get our body don't get really fully redeemed in it until we get what? To heaven one day. Amen? Till this life is gone and our body's in that ground and returns to the dust. Amen? And we get our new body one day in heaven. We're looking for that day. Amen? We're looking for the day that we get to go to heaven. We're looking for the day when we get that new body, if you will. Notice, read on now. Now here's where the really confusing part goes. If you're confused already, you're really going to be confused. Here. For we are saved, what? By hope. So that means we're not saved by faith. We're saved by hoping. Now think on that one a little bit. You must be saved by hoping. And if I preach that right, that'd be biblical. For ye, notice, we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is what? Not hope. In other words, if Donald Trump was to say, I hope to be a millionaire.
He don't want to do that. He's a billionaire.
Guess what? That ain't hope. Why?
Because he already is.
He already seen it many times over. Amen? That ain't hope for him. That'd be crazy. We would say he needs to examine his head then, like a lot of people say it now anyway. Why? If he was to say, I hope to be president one day. He might could have said that a little over a year ago, right? Thereabouts. But not now. Why? Because his, to use the words of the Bible, although a totally different idea, his faith has become what? Sight. What he was hoping for, in the words that we use here on earth, has taken place. Therefore, it's no longer what? Hope. Therefore, it's no longer faith, if you will, because it's reality. Amen? Just like the song that she sung about the day that you got saved, placing your faith in the Lord, but yet one day the song ended that when you get to heaven, your faith would what? End. Why? When we get to heaven, does our faith end? Because just like Donald Trump becoming a millionaire, becoming president, because the faith becomes what? Sight. It becomes reality. Does that mean that before it happens, before you get to heaven, that it's not a truth? That it's not a fact that one day you will? No, it's just simply something that you are hoping for. It's going to happen, but it just ain't been fully completed yet. Amen? You haven't seen it, if you will. The reality has not come to pass yet completely. In other words, the Bible says here, but hope that is seen is not hope. Amen. If you've seen it, it's not hope anymore. It's reality. It's what it is, if you will. It's there. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? Wouldn't make sense, was it? If Trump was to come out tomorrow and say, I'm hoping to be president, all of us would say, he's done lost it for sure. The media was right. He's a nut. Right? Why? Because he don't have to hope for it. He's seen it. Amen. He's there. You know, just using that as an example this morning, you know, and we could use a lot of other examples. I'm not picking on him by no means, but I'm just making a fact this morning that what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? It's fact. Verse 25. But if we hope for that we see not, you're hoping for something that you hadn't seen yet. Then what's the rest of the verse say? Then do we with what? Patience. Wait for it. In other words, that when something is not seen yet, but it's Bible hope, guess what you're doing? It's not that it's not going to happen, because Bible hope will happen. Biblical faith will come true. Biblical. It's just, you got to patiently wait. Amen? And how many times have we seen in our lives the Lord take and do something that He told us He was going to do, but yet we just had to do what? Wait. We had to have faith. We had to have a substance to that faith, which was hope. You see, today, folks, that's what the Bible word hope means. Now, with point number one this morning, the first thing. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for. What's the first thing that we can hope for biblically this morning? Salvation. Amen? You say, I have, Pastor, you're telling me that I have a hope-so salvation if I'm born again this morning. Amen. You have a hope-so salvation. I told you I was going to throw all y'all off if you didn't listen to the first part of the message this morning. Here we go. You have a hope-so salvation, a biblical salvation for all of us that are still alive here on this earth and breathing is a hope-so salvation. Not a I'm wishing, like I'm wishing to be a millionaire. Not a hope, like the dictionary said, because of a feeling that you have. I feel like I'm going to go to heaven, bless God, because I'm doing good today. No. I hope, have a hope-so salvation. Why? Because of a knowledge of the facts. I have not been to heaven yet. I have not seen the face of God yet. I hope to see the streets of gold one day. Amen. I hope to see my Lord face to face, as Fanny Crosby said. I hope to see my loved ones that know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior again one day. I hope to one day the Lord to take and say, enter in. Amen. Amen. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I hope to find my name in that Lamb's Book of Life. Why? Because I have a salvation that is a hope-so salvation. Am I fully saved? Yes. Am I completely saved? Yes. But have I seen the end of it yet? Have I seen the completion? Have I seen everything there is to see yet? No. Therefore, I'm still what? Hoping for it, but yet I'm hoping when it comes to my salvation.